Sunday is Mother's Day. My relationship with mom exists on a number of levels. We are great friends, and then sometimes not so much. We are excellent travel companions because we enjoy the same things. Mom has a wicked sense of humor. Our favorite inside jokes are variations on "The Vicar Said to the Actress" theme, especially on the golf course where at times we are laughing so hard we can't remember whose turn it is. Mom worries. I fret that she worries. We try to take care of each other and give ourselves space when we're annoyingly us. Our Mother's Day celebration is delayed because this naughty daughter planned a trip before realizing I'd be away on Mom's special day. I'm making up for it by taking her on a Vancouver Island golfing adventure in June. So I think I'm forgiven. The Sunshine Coast has plenty of ideas for how you can show Mom your appreciation. Step away from that Amazon button and support our local businesses. On Saturday, you'll find something for every mom: art, clothing, jewelry, a fragrance, flowers, at the Seashelt Farmers and Artisans Market. Bring Mom with you and let her pick something out. Afterward, stop by one of the food vendors and take your picnic up to the lush grounds of nearby Rockwood Lodge. Michelle of the Half Moon Bay Nursery on Fawn Road told me, "We're open from 10 to 2 on Sunday. Moms will receive a free gift with purchase. We have baskets, planters, and other gifts for garden-loving moms." Kim's Plants, located a bit farther down Fawn Road, offered pre-orders of Mother's Day planters. If you didn't order one, no problem. Kim has lots of other products to choose from. Justine Gabbia's opened up the O Farm, located at 8070 Redrowoffs Road. This weekend, we have asparagus, rhubarb, arugula, flowers, and some jam and chili oil from Fawn's Road Stand. The Sunshine Coast Healthcare Auxiliary is holding a bake and plant sale at the Trail Bay Mall from 9 to 3 p.m. on May 13. Grab a basket from their thrift store on Cowrie, arrange your purchases, and voila, a perfect Mother's Day gift. Also on Saturday, at 9 a.m., the Sargent Bay Society is holding their annual birding on the Berm Walk. My mom is an avid birdwatcher. In fact, I bought her a bird book for Mother's Day a few decades ago and she still uses it. Dress for tea. There are still tickets available for the May 13th High Beam Dreams Mother's Day High Tea, featuring a famous chef, a chocolatier, a photoshoot, and live music. For more information, go to https://www.eventbrite.ca/o/high-beam-dreams-233828874324. However, and whenever you celebrate, here's hoping you and your moms make memories that last a lifetime. If you have a topic, a community event, or a story you would like to share, contact me at mcmahonlinda8138@gmail.com.